This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Milton. In daily remarks to his people, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Wednesday thanked the United States for a $40 billion aid package expected to pass the U.S. Congress. But on Thursday, it appeared that a political snag may delay that funding. VOA's Jeff Custer reports from Washington.
Party leader Chuck Schumer went to the Senate floor Thursday to say there are still issues to be worked out among Republican senators, and it appeared there'd be no vote on the measure before next week. Some senators were apparently pushing for more oversight of the aid. Schumer appealed for the chamber to send a clear message about U.S. support for Ukraine.
As the war in Ukraine enters its third bloody month, we must leave no stone unturned in making Putin and his cronies pay a price and helping the Ukrainian people. Their fight against Russian aggression is a struggle between democracy and authoritarianism itself.
Republican Minority Leader Mitch McConnell spoke immediately after Schumer, saying he wants to see Republicans reach an agreement so they could still pass the aid package Thursday. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
The Ukrainian Defense Ministry reported Thursday that the Russian military is regrouping to prevent Ukrainian fighters from advancing toward the country's northeastern border. In the southern port city of Mariupol, which has seen some of the worst destruction of the war, the ministry, a spokesman for the foreign ministry, said that Russian forces continue to focus their efforts on blocking Ukrainian units in the area of the Azovstal steel plant. He said the Russians continue to launch airstrikes and artillery shelling on the city. And Finland's leaders have come out in favor of applying to join NATO. Sweden could do the same within days. That would amount to a historic European realignment, triggered, of course, by the war.